Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm DTNS Associate Producer Anthony Lemos, and this is DTNS Photography News Monthly for March 2022, a roundup of the biggest headlines in photography news you might have missed. And since it's March, let's start by celebrating the career of a photographer that embodied the spirit of Women's History Month. Sharon J. Woolmuth, the visionary photographer behind the books Mothers and Daughters, Best Friends, and the New York Times best-selling Sisters, is best known for her portraits that brought to life short narratives written by her collaborator, Carol Saline, of women all across America and told the stories of women facing real tragedy and great triumph. Her black and white, candid-esque photos inspired countless women and girls to pursue photography. Sharon passed away last month at the age of 75. A photo editing app updating and adding new features usually isn't too newsworthy. However, the Ukraine-based Skylim managed to put out an update to its Luminar Neo image editor, adding the ability to sync adjustments in its catalog tab, use alpha layers when editing PNGs, and including a new image 3D transform feature. Skylim said its 88 employees remain committed to working on its products, but said its employees are also taking on new roles, delivering food and medicine to those in need, transferring people to safer locations, and resettling in Western Ukraine. It assured customers all of its data is kept on Amazon Web Services with servers located in the European Union. Adobe, Canon, and Leica all announced that they ceased operations in Russia. The Leica store in Moscow is now closed. Adobe halted all new software and services sales in the country, and Canon stopped shipping products to Russia. In completely avoidable controversy news, the Associated Press pulled a planned sale of an NFT for a video showing a boat overcrowded with migrants in the Mediterranean. The AP deleted its initial tweet for the sale and said it would be immediately reviewing our efforts. The AP tested selling NFTs to media last year before announcing plans to regularly sell NFTs of photos and videos through an AP market, with funds used to further finance journalism. Instagram announced two new modes for viewing its main feed. Following offers a reverse chronological feed, and Favorites will let users highlight up to 50 accounts that will show up higher in their feed, or in a dedicated favorites feed. In the announcement, Instagram head Adam Mosseri said, "Over time, we're going to add more recommendations to your feed based on your interests." NVIDIA showed off Instant Nerf, a system that can turn 2D images into a 3D scene. Instant Nerf trains a neural rendering model using dozens of still photos that include a camera angle for each shot. Training the model takes seconds, while generating the 3D scene takes tens of milliseconds. The system can run on a single GPU, although it runs fastest on cards with dedicated Tensor cores. Sony announced a new power zoom lens, the PZ16-35mm F4G. This uses Sony's XD linear motors for focus control and zooming, a first for the company. Aside from the variable speed power zoom, the lens offers other video-friendly features, including a declickable aperture ring, linear focus response, and minimal focus breathing. On the telephoto end, it offers a maximum 0.23 times magnification. It comes to market in June for $1,200 US. Samyang announced the AF35mm F1.4 FE Mark II for Sony E-mount. It offers a focus hold button, a custom switch on the barrel, a declickable aperture, and some weather sealing, although no specific rating was given by Samyang. Updates from Samyang's original AF35 1.4 include updated coatings and a new quiet linear stepping motor for autofocus. No word on release date or price, although its predecessor is generally priced around $600. A new patent filing by Sigma describes six new lens designs. The most notable is a full-frame 28-70mm f2 lens. The only other zoom lens on the market in that range with a constant f2 maximum aperture is Canon's RF 28-70mm f2L USM. The patent also outlined four lenses in Sigma's APS-C DC-DN line, with focal lengths at 20, 23, 28, and 33 millimeters, all with maximum apertures of f1.4. These are just patents, so it is unclear if or when any of these would come to market. Insta360 announced a new modular action camera, the Insta360 One RS. The core base of the camera offers improved stabilization and preamps with IPX8 weatherproofing. It also includes a new 4K boost lens module with a half-inch 48-megapixel sensor able to shoot 4K video at 60 frames per second or 6K with a 2.4:1 aspect ratio. The Insta360 One RS retains compatibility with modules for the existing Insta360 One R. It's available for pre-order now for $550 US. And now, as if to prove that the film's not dead section of this show is warranted, somehow March 2022 was the time for announcing new film. Kodak announced it was reintroducing its consumer Gold 200 film in 120 medium format. Kodak hasn't offered Gold in 120 since 1997. The company claims it would be priced 25% lower than professional stocks like Portra. Dealers were able to order Gold in 120 on March 21st, with some already offering pre-sales to consumers. CineStill started a crowdfunding campaign to launch a new 400 dynamic daylight balanced color film available in 35mm, 120, and potentially 4x5 as a stretch goal. CineStill traditionally has taken Kodak cinema film and used a proprietary process to remove the remjet layers so it can be processed in standard color chemistry. So it's likely the 400 dynamic is based on Kodak's Vision 3 250D. Pre-orders are expected to ship in April. And not to be left out, Japan Camera Hunter teased Fugu Film 400, a 400 ISO color slide film. No word on availability, just that more details would be coming soon. The fastest slide films currently available, including Kodak's Ektachrome and Fuji's Provia, top out at 100 ISO. That's all the big photography news you may have missed this month. This episode was written by Daily Tech Headlines producer Rich Stroffolino, and we will be back next month for another roundup. You can send us your favorite stories and headlines to feedback at dailytechnewsshow.com and keep up to date on everything DTNS on Instagram under the handle DTNSPix. Thank you for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.